welcome back to Starving in California. If you remember from last week, I mentioned that I would be sharing some great places to check out all over California. So for this episode, I'm going to be reviewing a couple restaurants in San Diego and then a cool place to hike if you're in the area. I have with me a few co-hosts, if you remember from last time, my brother Steven.
I'm back.
And Rachel.
Rachel is my sister-in-law, and the three of us have been to these restaurants a few times now, and we really love it, and we're excited for the review. The first place we're going to be talking about is located in Little Italy, just down the street from the Gas Lamp Quarter. The place is called Underbelly.
It's really good. That's why we drive all the way down there, and every time I bring it up, everybody's always down to go down there because we always know it's going to be a good meal with a lot of appetizers and a nice little drive to San Diego.
Yeah, so Underbelly is a ramen place that offers more of like a hipstery type of Asian ramen fusion selection, along with various appetizers. So the first time we went was for my 21st birthday. We had just spent the weekend at the Gas Lamp Quarter. And the morning we were leaving, we looked it up on Yelp, and we checked it out, and it ended up being probably the best meal we had our whole time there.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, because everybody that was in our group for the birthday party all ordered different bowls, and we each got something really, really good. Everybody had, like, a different meat and different noodle, vegetables. Their whole menu is just really unique. It's not really, like, typical traditional ramen. It's more Asian fusion, and yeah, it's just a cool setting.
And the fact that you can add toppings or take out toppings makes it easier for everybody to choose their own ramen rather than just eat the standard types that are provided on the menu.
But it gets pretty expensive because you can order like a base bowl for maybe like $11 to $15, but then if you add stuff like different add-ons, you know, before you know it, your bowl's like $25 because I just like to add everything and anything.
Yeah, so the first time I went, I of course didn't know what to order since there's a lot to choose from. I actually went up to the bartender with Steven and we said, hey, what do you recommend? And he recommended for us the seedy side ramen, which is a vegetarian-based soup. It has some cauliflower, broccoli, fried Brussels sprouts.
I hate the Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of the Brussels sprouts either, but luckily you can opt out of them. So basically the bartender told me, order this and switch out the broth for a pork-based broth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he said to add some crispy oxtail dumplings and pulled pork. So he basically turned this vegetarian soup into like a really nice customizable soup that I ended up really liking, and I order it pretty much every time I go.
Every time I go too, I get the vegetable broth with the vegan noodles, which are better than the regular noodles, and then I add every meat that they have on the menu, and it's just like way too much to eat, but it's really good.
What did you have, Rachel?
I usually get the Underbelly ramen, which is just off the menu. If anything, I do just add a soft-boiled egg.
The egg's like juicy too.
It's yeah. Oh, no, hard. I think that one comes with a soft-boiled egg already.
Oh, okay.
But like, yeah. You crack it in half, it's still wet.
Yeah, it's still like runny. It's very runny. I like that. And then you kind of mix that with your broth. Definitely a rich broth taste. There's pork belly, I think thick bacon slices. They're not really bacon, but they call it their applewood smoked bacon. And yeah, then there's good pulled pork in there. If anything, I do add a little bit of like shredded garlic and what's the other vegetable? Something else.
I always add the bean sprouts.
Yeah, the bean sprouts. That's it. I add the bean sprouts because it gives it definitely a nice crunch.
Yeah, I definitely like different textures when it comes to the food I'm eating. I know Steven mentioned that his bowl is $25. I don't know what he's putting in it exactly, but every time I go, I know it's about $16. And I usually order an appetizer because you can't skip out on the appetizers.
The appetizers are pretty small, though. I'm always disappointed because I like for for the price, I want it to be a little bit more pieces, like when we get the tuna.
It's not that expensive because appetizers are usually like $6. I think you're kind of just expecting a bigger appetizer, maybe just because you're used to it. But for the price, for me, I think it's fairly...
It's hipster quantity. I don't want to pay $6 for 3 pieces of fish.
Yeah, I guess it's just the atmosphere. If you were to go somewhere else that wasn't so hipstery, then you'd probably get a larger portion for maybe a cheaper price. But I say that they're definitely worth checking out. I usually get the tuna tataki, yeah. I'm going to say, mm-hmm. just because I love seared tuna, if you couldn't tell by my last podcast where I talked about sushi.
Wait, they have chicken wings too, right?
Mm-hmm. We had those the last time we went.
I always order that, and then we order the tataki, and then what do we order? We order the kimchi salad.
So the kimchi and pickles is more of like a Asian fusion appetizer, definitely. I order that. I'm the only one at the table who eats that, so that's totally perfect. The shrimp,
kimchi?
Yeah, the kimchi and the it's pickles, but it's just cucumber.
She bleeds kimchi. She's Korean.
She smells like kimchi right now.
Shrimp and gyoza. Shut up. Shrimp and gyoza. That one's, I don't know. I get it every time, but it's not, I wouldn't say it's that good.
When did you get it?
Because I like dumplings. When I went back with Joseph and you.
I wasn't invited.
Yeah, you weren't invited. But shrimp and gyoza, it has kind of a... What is that? Horseradish taste a little bit, even though it's not in the menu. So I don't know where that kick is coming from, but I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah, I wish we could find a location over here because sometimes I don't feel like driving an hour and a half. And then I think the worst thing about the restaurant is the size.
Oh, the seating.
The size inside. And I don't like paying first. I want to eat first and then pay. And then the parking sucks. I always have to park like super far. And you guys always get off first and sit down, and I have to go walk like a mile because nobody wants to go find parking with me.
Actually, I think the whole you pay first is good when you go with big groups because sometimes places aren't willing to split the tab.
But I mean, the seating's okay.
No, the seating sucks. It's very small, especially for this location.
If you sit upstairs, it's dark. And if you sit downstairs, it's cold because... Half of your party is
outside
literally.
Yeah, it's a cool architecture, though. Like,
yeah.
I think it's unique.
Yeah, it's unique. So, like, the upstairs, very tiny. It's so small. Like, you're...
Probably, like, 10 people can fit up there.
I would just enjoy it more if it was, like, a Denny's setting.
Yeah, and then the bottom half, like, I don't know how to say it. Half the table is inside, like Steven said. It runs around the whole wall of the restaurant. And then the outer is... The other end of your table, I guess.
Yeah, so there's a bar, and you can, of course, sit there, and there's, like, an outdoor seating on one side of the building, and then the other side of the building has, stools.
They're pretty dog-friendly, too. There's always dogs.
We take our dogs, too.
But there's always dogs, like, sitting, people are eating, dogs are just hanging out.
And, like, and the outside area, because it's so,
Like, that part's cool.
It's inside-outside. It's very, like, it's open. It's definitely not closed. And even, like, if you have a dog, your party, two of the people can be inside the restaurant while you're outside, but you'll still be sitting in the same table, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing, but I just want to make sure that I mention to check out the one in Little Italy, because... We've never been to the other location. I think the reviews are a little...
Lower.
Yeah, lower than this one. And I've checked out the menu there. I don't know why I checked out the menu. That's kind of weird if I thought they had the same thing. But apparently they don't have the same thing. It's a completely different menu. So I probably won't go there because they don't have the seedy side
ramen. Well, no, we should go try it. Maybe they have bigger seats.
Yeah, but if I'm going to drive 2 hours... I'm going to want to eat the bowl of ramen that I, like, intended.
And if it's not good, we can just go to the other location and eat there, too.
We should try one bowl, see if it's good.
Now you're thinking.
Yeah,
back to last time, though, when we sat up
on top. No, let's talk about, like, how we decided to go. So, Steven, Rachel, my boyfriend, and I were hiking in Fullerton. I think we were doing those stairs in Fullerton. At Hillcrest Park, and afterwards, didn't we get acai?
We just had, like, a really good workout, so we went to go get acai, and then we felt good, but it wasn't heavy enough.
So then
we just decided, like, let's go to San Diego.
Steven's like, oh, you know what sounds good right now? Ramen. And then we all just kind of looked at each other.
I don't even like ramen. I only like ramen
glossy
at that location.
Look in our eyes.
Yeah.
I never order ramen.
Yeah.
On the hierarchy of soup, it's way below pho and other types of soup. It's kind of gross. But down at Underbelly, it's worth going to.
Well, I think people who like traditional ramen definitely do have to understand Underbelly ramen is very hipster. It's very fusion. I've eaten traditional ramen, and I wouldn't say Underbelly is anywhere close to traditional. It's definitely make your own, create your own.
It's good for, like, first-time ramen people.
Yeah, I think for people who aren't really used to eating
traditional, authentic
ramen, I think the Underbelly might be your good, foot in the door kind of thing.
Yeah, especially since it's so customizable. And I find that a lot of the ramen places here in Orange County, I guess I haven't found the right one because I don't like most of them. They're just really salty, and that's why I always choose to
come to Underbelly. Well, the pork broth is always so oily.
Yeah, but then I think Underbelly offers vegan and vegetarian, and that's why David, your uncle, is able to, you know, go as well, too.
But they do have some weird soups because that truffle soup, they had a truffle ramen. That thing was gross.
It's
it tastes like
truffle.
Natural gas.
No. So the vegetarian, the seedy side ramen has.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, one of them is a truffle.
The seedy side ramen is perfect. Don't get it twisted. It does not have any truffles.
It's the vegetable ramen. It's the vegetable ramen. The truffle oil is so strong.
Liquid propane.
It's so strong. So the person like sitting next to you, the whole table could smell the truffle oil. We're not big fans of truffle oil.
Yeah, I was just gonna say. Some people love truffle oil. You know.
Yeah, so
like truffle fries. I used to really like them until you guys got in my head and you're like, it smells. And now I notice how bad it smells.
It's just strong. It does smell like propane, like gas. Like you feel like you can light up your food.
We're just ruining it for everyone.
I don't know.
I mean, if you like truffle oil, order it. But if you're not sure about truffle oil, even think about it.
Or ask on the side if you're kind of worried about how it's going to taste with your broth, perhaps.
And all the soups, they're made, like, when they serve you, you have to take the bowl off of the tray that they bring because they're not allowed to touch the bowls because it's meant to be slurped, so they don't want to put their germs or their hands on the rim of the bowl. Once you take off the bowl, you know, don't ask for a spoon because if you do, they'll come out and surprise you with, like,
a
huge spoon.
It's a ladle, yeah.
Because their whole concept is you don't use a spoon, you just grab the bowl with your hands and drink it. It's not rude. And it's funny, too. When you finish your broth, I forgot what's at the bottom, but there's like their bowls are designed. They have like a message at the bottom of the bowl.
Yeah, so eat it and find out.
Yeah. But no, I like that place. I kind of want it right now.
I like that they do that, the whole grab your own bowl and slurp it up. It just feels like,
it's okay to slurp.
Yeah, like I can grab my bowl, like, everyone's okay with this. Like, I can be comfortable here. You know, like,
I still like to awkwardly look at other people when they're slurping just to make them feel uncomfortable. It's kind of fun.
Rachel's side eye right now is super intense.
No, her eyes are just small.
So I know Steven quickly brushed up on this and he mentioned how he hates paying at the bar and ordering first. But yeah, that's something that you should know when going there because you're not just going to go find yourself a table and then expect to be accommodated, more just like they won't come to your table unless they're serving you your actual food. So check out the bar, you know, ask for any recommendations and then they'll bring you your food over. So you pay just right then and there and then you go find a table is what I'm trying to say.
Which we fail at. I always go in and grab a table and then wait for other people to come and then order. Just because it is a little small of a restaurant. So whenever I go with, like, let's say 4 of us, I do try to get a table first. And then wait for, let's say, Steven or Gabby to come back from parking. Because parking definitely is an issue, I would say.
Bring change if you can because there's a lot of meters on the side of the location.
And yeah, you're probably going to have to park in a different street. Just it's very heavy traffic area. You know, you can always order your food at the bar, and that might give the person, you know, the person to who's parking some time to park.
Yeah, for sure. Another thing that's kind of cool about this place, but I don't think I'll ever do it, is you can order your ramen without any broth. So you kind of have just like a noodle bowl, which I thought was kind of interesting. I saw some guy doing it, and like you can get your broth on the side or maybe just like opt out of the broth. But yeah, I love the broth too much. It's like so rich. It's perfect.
Especially when San Diego, if you go at night and it's kind of cold, they have the heaters, you know, like outside seating section. But it's nice. The broth is always hot. And if it's a little chilly outside, it's the best thing.
Soup is just perfect on cold days. Closing off, Underbelly is just a really good ramen place. I know it's a bit far from all my Orange County people, but if you're ever in the San Diego area, you should check it out, because it's not something that I think a lot of people would be like, hey, I'm gonna go to San Diego and go eat ramen, you know? I feel like a lot of people go to San Diego to eat Mexican food in Old Town and maybe like hit the bars after. So this is definitely like a different change of pace if you're looking for something. Just down the street is Little Italy. They have, you know, like a bunch of shops,
gelatos, desserts.
I'm not a big fan of San Diego overall. I don't think the food seems that good compared to Orange County. I've had some good food there, but it's always happens to be like when I'm drunk, besides the ramen place. I mean, when I've eaten at one of the pizza places down there, I don't remember what it's called, but it's right now, it's actually like up the maybe street. Less, it's probably like 40, 50 yards from Underbelly, and the pizza's pretty good. It's like really thin and big slices, and the last time I ate there, I bought a slice.
Tripped.
No, then I'm trying to remember. I bought a slice, walked away after a couple bites, and then I tripped because I was really drunk. I tripped and dropped my pizza. It was pretty sad.
Imagine this, like, 6'2", bearded man with, like,
one slice of pizza.
By himself, happy with a big
slice just
of pizza.
A big smile on his face and his little, like, smiling eyes, like walking down the street.
Like Lenny
drops
from Mouse of Mouse.
Drops a pizza on the
what's
ground.
What's that book again? Of Mice and Men. I'm like Lenny from Mice and Men. So yeah, I dropped a slice of pizza. I was devastated. Got back up. I went back and I told the guy, and the guy already knew what happened because I think I got something on my shirt. And I didn't want to pay for another one, but I wanted another slice. So I kind of was like, oh, I didn't even eat it. And he gave me another slice. So that worked out. So then I took it back to the room. The room was like, the room, Underbelly, and this pizza place are all within like 50 yards of each other. So I got to my hotel room. Before I got to the room, I had finished a slice of pizza. Got into the room, decided I wanted another slice of pizza. So I went back downstairs, got a different slice of pizza. I think it was pineapple and ham because pineapple does belong on pizza.
Let us know what you think in the comment section below.
And the other day at work, Ali did not want to eat pineapple, so he made me order mushroom with ham.
I love mushroom.
I like mushroom, but then no, mushroom with ham is like...
No, but pineapple and ham go together. Yeah. So anyways,
like
quick sub-story to this main story. So I ordered mushroom and ham, and the mushroom tastes like literally they went in the backyard and cut it. It wasn't even like cooked.
Super earthy?
Very earthy. So I was just like...
But not like
I was
that.
Eating it, and it was like good and not good at the same time. But anyways, so back to my story. I got that second slice of pizza. The guy already knew what was up when I came back in. Got that second slice of pizza. It was delicious. Everything was delicious until the next morning when I gave the pizza back to Mother Earth. And
in a black trash bag.
Yeah, and it was pretty bad. But I don't know. I like Little Italy a little bit. The area's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were to live there and didn't have to drive, it would be better. Because when I stayed there and I was just walking around, it was cool. But I hate parking there. I hate having all the rules and all the fees and all the parking costs.
And then the streets
like
are a little small.
Right? I like how everything's walkable, though.
Yeah, but then it's like because everything's walkable and there's not that much room, like, you know, parking does become an issue. So if you're going to hang around, then you just want to find a really good parking spot. And like Gabby said, definitely bring change. Make sure you're parking at the right stalls or the right lots.
If you're not into the whole let me drive 2 hours for dinner thing like we are, then this may be a great place to go to if, you know, you're on vacation, like, you're at a hotel like Steven, and you're sick of the pizza, and you want to go eat some soup. I was actually in an Uber a couple months back, and he was telling me, hey, I'm going to, like, San Diego, actually, during Christmas time, and I was like, oh my god, you have to go to Underbelly, and I gave him, like, a quick little review of it.
You were in an Uber?
Yeah, I was in an Uber, and it got brought up that I'm from Orange County.
So you told him where
to
go?
So I told him where to go, and I think he even wrote it down in his, like, notes on his phone. So, yeah, make a trip out of it. If you're heading down to the Gas Lamp Quarter, like I said before.
Or maybe you're going to TJ for the weekend. Stop and eat ramen first.
Or on the way back.
Or the zoo.
Or Balboa Park. Yeah,
there's tons of stuff to do in San Diego, but I never feel like there's enough good things to eat. That's why Underbelly is always, like, top of the list.
Well, everything's so spread apart, though. Like, even though it's San Diego is pretty spread apart. Like, where the Balboa Park is, where Little Italy is, where downtown is. Like, it's all, like, 30-minute drives. You have to get on a freeway kind of thing. So
not really.
I don't think
Well, they're designed for you to go to each spot and just hang out there.
You're not going to
go have breakfast in downtown and then lunch in...
But we do
Old
that.
Town and but then dessert in Mira Mesa.
But so. We do that though.
Kind of.
We should have talked about the cookie place.
Oh, extraordinary desserts.
No. The cookie place where if you check in on Yelp, you get one cookie for free.
And they pull the cookie out of the sock drawer.
Yeah. It's really good. What's it called?
It's not even in a cookie area. It's not even a fancy area. It's just
some random hole in the wall.
That place probably isn't even still in business.
No, yeah, it is. I just went recently.
Wow.
By the lake area, right?
If I remember the cookie place, yeah. If I remember the cookie place, I'll tag it below.
It was definitely good. I think it was really good. I don't even like cookies.
And you get
to
sample all the cookies.
Yeah, I don't even like cookies, and it was good.
They don't have cookies in Korea?
No.
Oh, okay.
We have rice cakes.
Are they banned in the north?
Yeah.
No.
Because it's Americanized. It's Western culture brought into the Asian community. It's banned.
They don't have kimchi cookies? I know you'd be all about it.
I don't know how kimchi tastes baked.
If you're baked, it probably tastes good.
Ray did tell me butter kimchi is what you do. You get butter and you butter kimchi. And that's how you introduce, like, white people.
Do you butter your kimchi?
I butter her kimchi.
Okay, so Rachel mentioned Torrey Pines.
Oh, yeah.
Like, 5 minutes ago. But anyways, I want to make sure that I give you guys more places to do in my... episodes, so aside from Little Italy, that's just right down the street, I want you guys to check out Torrey Pines if you're into hiking. We did that for my 21st also.
How
we went on a
get in?
Like 10
isn't
15?
It free?
No, it's a state park, so
bring some cash.
No, don't bring your dog.
Don't bring your dogs.
Can't bring your dog after a certain point, but basically for my 21st, the first thing we did when we got up there, since we got up there a little bit before we were able to check into the hotel, we went to Torrey Pines located in La Jolla, and it was really nice hike, not strenuous at all, I felt like.
It was like max 2 miles.
I had never been, so...
But then you can make it longer depending where you park.
Like, which route also.
Yeah, we parked up on top and we took a more scenic route so we could see, like, at the end of... You know, we could be at the top of the cliff or also down to the beach. So, yeah, I think our overall tour was, I would say, 2 miles.
So, do you walk in the sand or is it, like, forest?
Well, first you start off, like, on a trail.
Yeah.
And then it leads you to more of, like, a cliff area. And so you can either stay around that little section or you can go a different route and then go all the way down some, like, weird stairs. Mm-hmm. And it basically leads you to the beach.
Which was really cool because we started to walk on the beach. And then the more we walked, we started, like, climbing rocks and, I don't know, tide pool areas, right? I think that's where we took pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's super nice.
Was there a lot of people?
Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, it was kind of crowded for when we went. This was, like, last year in February.
Yeah. I think overall it was really nice, but we did get a little lost, I remember, when we were trying to find parking or, like, how to park. Just because we weren't really sure what was the actual, like, where could we park to hike. That was kind of confusing. So I know we did take a couple U-turns here and there. So if you want to visit Torrey Pines, I would say definitely read up on it before and see what you want to hike or where you want to hike. Because you don't want to kind of waste your time driving around to find parking or, you know, to know where you need to start hiking.
Once we were able to find parking, the weather was great, kind of like a little bit foggy, just like a nice cool breeze. So it was just like a relaxing hike. Like I wasn't sweating or like super hot. The like sun wasn't beating down on me and like it just made it more enjoyable, you know?
The and pictures came out really good.
Pictures, nice lighting. But yeah, once we were able to get more into the hike, the sun started to come out because this was, like I said, earlier in the morning. And just the water looked really nice. It's a good place to, you know, if you want to take pictures, I'm sure it would be really nice during sunset. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're, like, near the cliffs.
Yeah.
It could be a cool place to, like, take photos and whatnot. So it's just overall a great place to go if you want to, you know, take pictures, go on a small hike with your family and friends, just, like, hang out on the water, play on the sand.
Yeah, it's super, like, kid-friendly. I don't know if it's senior-friendly, but definitely kid-friendly.
All the hikes, at least on the app, say it's, like, really short. I haven't done it with you guys, but
yeah, it's super short. 1.2, maybe max 2 miles. I mean, but I did see a lot of people, they'll hike one area, and then they'll walk to another area. We kind of see it in our area only, but you can kind of walk, you know, do your route, and then walk a little bit out, and then try a different route as well.
Going to Torrey Pines is just like a really nice way to start the birthday weekend. You know, it was scenic. It was like refreshing going. And once we were at the hotel, that was also nice. We stayed at the
Omni Hotel.
You're able to overlook the Petco ocean. Park.
And the ocean.
And the ocean.
So that was a cool place if you're looking for a hotel to stay at. You know, like after we were done with all our...
Don't do the room service, though, because you'll spend, like, $50 on a burger.
Oh, we got room service? Why did we do that?
We got chicken. We got chicken fingers.
Yeah.
Not worth it. No, I'm craving boba.
The restaurant we ate at after we were done with our, like, drinking fest was really good. We went and ate at Underbelly.
Oh, I thought... Oh, yeah.
The next morning, you know, just, soup's always a good way to cleanse yourself after you've been drinking all night. But yeah, definitely worth checking out. If you've never had ramen before, I would recommend it for all you first timers out there. And bring your friends, bring your family.
And just order everything.
Yeah, try a little bit of everything. You might be surprised at what you like.
Last time I did that, though, I spent like $60 for two bowls of ramen and like two appetizers.
That's okay.
Because your bowl of ramen was like, you know, $30.
It's always good to go with people who are down to share food. And then everyone just orders a different thing. That's what we do whenever we go out. Everyone will order something different, and then we'll each try a little bit of it, and then we know for next time.
Yeah, when in San Diego, do San Diego
Indians. San Diego.
Do San Diego things.
Oh, I was gonna say that kind of.